I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is breaking news.
On the JJ and Joanne show earlier in the week, we told you the heartbreaking story of vandalism at Scarlett's Playground. Stephen Clark was on with us then.
He was, and we got a really great update this morning. Stephen joins us again. Stephen, an arrest has been made, is that right?
Yeah, my tipster is telling me that whoever was responsible heard that JJ wanted to bring back the death penalty. So they could
guess. So he's taking a plea deal instead?
He's going to take the deal. Yeah, well, I got a note from the township supervisor, David Scott, last night about midnight that they had made an arrest. And it was an adult and a teenager. In other words, you know, it could be somebody who's 19 and somebody who's 17.
Right.
Right, okay.
So whoever, the adult apparently has already confessed, according to the sheriff's department, and they are now looking for other named suspects. So I assume that means they're going after the younger person who was with the adult to deal with that person also.
Interesting. Did they give you the opportunity to come down and interrogate the individual?
I only pulled out two fingernails. I was being
He had just watched the movie Casino, too, so he was ready to go.
Hey, Stephen, I assumed, were they able to give you any indication in the guy's confession as to why?
No, I haven't heard anything other than the fact that they have made an arrest and gotten a confession. That's all I know so far. Yeah. I'm hoping they do at some point fill us in. I mean, I'm sure there's legal reasons they can't just tell us. But yeah. I'm sure they'll fill us in.
I don't think there is. There's not an answer to that question, Joanne.
Well, I don't know.
Why?
I just in my mind, imagine it was just two numbskulls or whatever you want to call them, numbskulls.
Right. Numbskulls, knuckleheads.
The park. Knuckleheads.
They walked into the park.
There were a pair of bolt cutters there. They picked them up and said, hey, you know, this will be a real hoop.
Yeah.
I just don't think they were thinking. You know, that's my hope, at least, is that it wasn't malicious in the sense of let's go hunt down that playground and damage it. I just hope they didn't do that.
Right. It was more of a spur of the moment thing. Still reprehensible.
Did this spur on some donations to Scarlett's Playground Fund, though?
Oh man, did it! We immediately started getting donations from people, including like a major donation from a credit union.
Nice.
Pay the deductible on the insurance, but the deal is we found out it's not our insurance that's on the line, it's actually the township's. So we're going to still take that money and work on doing something like supplying, you know, and donating a security camera system or something like that. So we're going to put it to good use, but we really appreciate that people stepped up. And
should you be able to get it fixed? Should you be able to get it fixed quickly, Stephen, so that you should be able to open once the governor opens parks and whatnot?
Exactly. Already we got the easiest thing was a couple bolts that got cut through for a panel. We got that fixed like within hours. That was fairly easy. The hard thing was there's a couple chains that kids climb up onto a little structure. Those chains are sunk into the ground about 2 feet in concrete. So those have to be actually dug up and jackhammered out, and then a new system footers poured. This stuff is really industrial. It's made to stand.
Well, you know what? I can think of a couple of volunteers for that job of digging the concrete up, and I suggest they wear orange jumpsuits while they're doing it. Good news for you, Stephen. We're happy. Yeah. Thanks for being on with us.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.